Gives me great pleasure to welcome to Excess Manchester an old mate of mine, one of my favourite frontmen, one of the greatest frontmen of the UK, Tom Meehan from Kasabian. How are you?
Hello, Clint, my friend. I'm good, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, good. You're looking well there. You're looking good.
Thank you very much. So are you, my friend.
Very dapper, very dapper. Hey, Jamal. And you're still loving the old rock and roll, aren't you?
Of course I am, mate. It's the only thing I know, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. It's one of the things I've always found really infectious about you is your enthusiasm for not just music, but for life.
For everything, man. Well, me and Sergio on about it earlier. I go into a room and I kind of light the place up. It's like a zoo full of monkeys in there. And I send them all wild, you know.
Yeah. But that's the effect you have on people, isn't it? But that's why Kasabian gigs are just outrageous. It's like
they are crazy.
It's almost like, you know, you get some bands like, you know, in the dance market, like Prodigy and Underworld and all that, but you get that sort of euphoric primal vibe at one of your gigs, definitely.
All the time, man. I mean, we just come off a little talk, and, you know, to promote the record and that.
Yeah.
And the gigs have been amazing, as always, you know, so yeah, all good.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're still going from strength to strength. I mean, every album seems to be getting received better than the previous one, which is, that's fair to say.
We know what, Clint, you know, I always say that our new record's the best one we've ever done, and I'm always doing that.
Yeah.
This is our best one, bar none, without a doubt.
Yeah. And do you feel like it's a bit more of a return to the classic Kasabian sound, this one, after the...
I just think it's, you know, there's not so much messing with words and stuff. I think it's very honest and very human, Clint, you know what I mean? And it's like a biography of, like, what happened last year, where we were in a place and where I was and stuff, you know? So, yeah, we're very proud of it, man. It's like a little window inside Kasabian's world. But like I said, people can relate to it a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're in a good place. And I was reading that Serge did a lot of the writing in a really sort of short space of time, just to capture the spirit of where you're up to.
Do you know, Clint? I love that romantic zone. Just picking a guitar up and writing songs on the spot.
Do you feel like you're the kind of band that can keep this going for another 20 years? Like, to me, it feels like you are the nearest thing we've got to the Stones in this generation of music.
Well, I tell you what, Clint. I'd love to. You know, God knows what 20 years is going to be. Hopefully, we'll still be together and we'll be happy. If one of us dies and it'll be the end of the band, you know, or something drastic happened, then it's the end of Kasabian. For 20 years' time, it'd be hilarious. Me talking to you on radio, old, grey.
Because I'm back on radio.
Imagine that.
It'll happen, you know.
I bet I speak to you in 20 years' time. It'd be unbelievable, wouldn't it?
I'll still be in 20 years, you watch.
You will be. I'll guarantee it, my friend. Yeah.
I've got to ask you about some friends of mine that you took out on the road recently, Cabbage from Manchester.
Yes, yeah.
How did you get on with them?
They're great, man. I just love the aura and stuff about them. They're young, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, like, it reminded me when we were young. And the singer had come in. Yeah, can I get a fag? I went, have the packet. Are you sure? I went, yeah, you can have them.
It feels like that's the kind of thing we need. I mean, you guys have never stopped flying the flag for good quality working class rock and roll.
Yeah, of course.
I think Cabbage are the next generation of... Not scared to dabble with politics either in the music, which I like.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not frightened, and they're young and they're adventurous, man, and that's what's great about them, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a time when we come out with our first album, there's Franz Ferdinand's Razorlights, Libertines, the Monkees, you know, Kaiser Chiefs, and you know, all these amazing bands, are Keen, you know, all these great bands, and it just kind of pitted off, isn't it? You know, kind of. And I just wish there'd be another breakthrough, but I suppose it's all changing. It's all social media. I mean, people still love to go and see live bands, don't they? That's one thing that can never stop, being there.
Well, getting bigger, isn't it? That's getting bigger than ever.
Yeah, man. So that's one thing they can't take away from you, is seeing a live band. That'll always be there. So.
Yeah. And you're doing a little tour of the... Well, you've got some little gigs coming up. You've not got a Manchester date yet, but hopefully there'll be one
not too far away. Yeah.
And it'll be a big one, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be big one, yeah.
Can I be on guest list?
Of course I will, man. You're my friend. Of course, Clint. Yeah.
I'll be there. Brilliant. And you're doing Leeds Reading as well. You're headlining Leeds Reading this year, aren't you?
Nice little gig, innit?
Yeah, brilliant. Well, for us, when Dean Spiral's headlined Reading in 1919 at the time, that was the biggest British festival. That was bigger than Glastonbury back in them days, wasn't it?
I mean, it's quite a grungy festival as well, which I like, you know. And the fact is, you know, Eminem and Muse are doing it, is even better, you know. So, wow, you know.
Listen, Tom, it's an absolute pleasure as always talking to you. Good luck with the album and the gigs, right, and
pleasure, man.
Carry on being brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for your time, bro.
Tom Meehan, thank you very much, brother.
Take care, bro. Bye bye.